Good morning, class.
Good morning, Brother Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School's the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. Father, we're so thankful today that we get to know you, that we get to belong to you, and that you care so much for us. We want to please you, and you said faith is what pleases you. And so teach us more of your faith, the faith of God, and how to walk as an overcomer, and how to receive all that you have given us. We thank you for it. Ask for utterance, direction, answers, ears to hear, and hearts that can understand. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Isn't it good to be saved?
Yes.
And if you don't know what that means, you are in the right place to find out, because it's not just a matter of belonging to a religious group or going even to church. You can go to church, you can grow up in church and not be saved, not be born again. That's what Jesus said to Nicodemus that time. He said, you must be born again. You must be born from above. And just like you're born into a family, you're born naturally. Well, you're born spiritually into the family of God, the spiritual family of God. That happens by you, nobody forcing you, nobody making you, but you or I choosing to believe in the gift of God's Son, Jesus, and receiving all He has done for us and confessing Him as the Lord of your life. Yes. If you've done that, you know what a difference this has made. It makes all the difference. If you hadn't done it, you need to do it. It's a choice. And it's a choice that determines hell or heaven. It's a choice that determines eternity. So everybody, say out loud with me, affirm or reaffirm your faith. Say out loud, I do believe.
I do believe.
I believe in the God,
I believe in the God
of creation.
Of creation.
The Father.
The Father.
I believe in His Son,
I believe in His Son.
Jesus, Savior of the world. I believe He died on the cross and paid for all our sins.
I believe
He has been raised from the dead, alive right now, King of kings, Lord of lords, soon to come again. Jesus, I receive you.
I confess you
as my Lord.
Thank you
for saving me. Hallelujah. That's the most important choice and receiving and confession and affirmation that you or I will ever make. Everything else pales in comparison to this. I mean, even if you failed to receive some other things in this life, if you saved, you got it made. Hallelujah. You got it made. You're not lost. You're on your way to glory. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, as you know, the title and the logo and everything says, this is Faith School. And in Faith School, we talk about faith. And there's reasons for this. The just shall what?
Live
and walk by faith. Faith is not just, people say, you know, what faith are you? And they mean, what religious group are you associated with? Well, that's not what how the Bible talks about faith. Faith is not just an association with a group. Faith is a way of living. It's a way of functioning. The just shall walk by faith. That's going through all the your daily things and what you do in life. The just shall live by faith, and that's opposed to dying.
Yes.
How about that? Yes. Yeah, you live, you function, but you overcome and don't die. Mm-hmm. You don't die spiritually. Somebody said out loud, I'm born of God.
I am born of God.
And I live by faith.
I live by faith.
I overcome by faith.
I overcome by faith.
I walk by faith.
I walk by faith.
I receive by faith.
I receive by faith.
I please God well.
I please God well.
By my faith.
By my faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why we have faith school. And if you've been with us, you know that Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, or by the anointed word concerning the Christ. So it's not just an abstract mystical thing that nobody can figure out. If you need more faith, you need to hear something.
Yes.
Y'all with me, class? You need to hear something. And what we have found is that even though faith works the same in every area of life, it's not developed simultaneously in all areas. In other words, you could have strong faith that your sins are forgiven, that you are saved, that your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life, that if you died right now, you'd go to be with the Lord. You could have strong faith for that because of what you've heard over the years, and that you believe it, and at the same time have no faith at all for a physical healing because you hadn't heard anything about that, or have maybe even heard that it might not be God's will for you to be healed. So what you were hearing was actually taking faith away from you, taking faith out of you. Or it's possible you could have heard some good word about God's will for your healing and about how He took your infirmities, bore your sicknesses, carried your pains, by His stripes you were healed, and with long life He had sustained you, show you His salvation. You could have faith about that and yet no faith at all to pay your bills. No faith at all in the area of finances or material things because you hadn't heard anything from the Word about that. Or you've even heard somebody tell you it might be God's will for you to be poor. He might be teaching you something, developing you through this lack and through this poverty. Tell me how faith comes, class. How does it come? You got to hear some things. And faith in God comes from hearing what God has said. And faith in an area in God comes from hearing what God said about that area. Are y'all with me? And there's a couple of main areas you're going to need faith in every day, every week. And two of those big ones are healing and finances. Huh? Every day and night of your life, you need soundness in your flesh. Is that right?
Yes.
You need, and if something's attacking you, you need deliverance from it, and you need healing. If something has damaged your body, you need restoration and healing. And so you need faith for that.
Yes.
Faith to receive that. And every day of your life, you're going to need some monies.
Yes.
Huh? Rahami, you need money to eat. You need money for clothes. You need money to place to stay. You need money for a way to go. And does the Lord want you to have these things?
Yes.
That's the thing. How can I know? Because there's all kind of goofy opinions around. But the Word of God reveals the will of God, the unchanging will of God for all men for all time. And so for weeks now, we've been on a series that we're calling Faith for Provision. And I'm stirred up about it. I mean, I'd preach this to myself. Why? Well, I need, just like you, we all need provision all the time. And it's so wonderful when you're not guessing, you're not wondering, you're not just hoping in a vague general sense and way. You have absolute confidence of what God wants for you, and that you're doing what He told you to do, and you can expect Him to take care of everything.
Yes.
That is a good way to live.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we've been living that way for decades now, and it just gets better the further you get into it. So please, don't reject the Word of God, and don't swap men's ideas for God's Word. Respect His Word. And let it take the preeminent place in your life. Go ahead, say it out loud, class. I respect the Word of God.
I respect the Word of God.
I give God's words,
first place
in my life, and final authority
over every area
and over every question
in my life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Word of God,
first place,
and final authority.
Thank
you, Lord. That looking back, some 40 plus years ago now, my wife Phyllis and myself, I can see that's where the trajectory of our life totally changed and began to scale up and out of problems. Not that we've arrived and we've had issues since then, but we've overcome and we overcome and we overcome. But the thing that was the giant change in our life is when we stopped looking at the Bible as an old book on the coffee table. Come on, y'all with me. And begin to realize this is our guide for life. This is the answer to everything. And when we found out what He said in His Word, it doesn't matter what we thought differently or how long we thought it or what our parents or grandparents thought or what this denomination or group thinks. The Word is the final authority. That's it. When He says it, we conform to that. Hallelujah. And endeavoring to do that year after year has blessed us immeasurably and enabled us to be a blessing and to help others. That's why I encourage you, take that stand, make that choice, let this be a pillar in your heart and life. Say it again, the Word of God.
The Word of God.
God's Holy Word.
God's Holy Word.
Is first place
in my life.
Is final authority
over
every issue
in
my life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It simplifies things and it fixes things. So that's what we've been doing concerning provision, the material realm of our life. And we're stating in the study that we are sure that abundant provision is always God's will for us all. A simple statement, a big statement, an all-inclusive statement, is it true?
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
You think, well, I don't know. I'm glad you're here then. Stay with us, right?
Yes.
Abundant provision is always God's will for us all. So when is it God's will for us to go broke, come short, not be able to pay our bills? I'm saying never. And a lot of people say, oh, no, Brother Keith, no, that can't be true. Because if it was God's will for everybody to have abundant provision, everybody would have abundant provision. Not true. You could say the same thing. If it was God's will for everybody to be saved, they'd be saved. Everybody's not born again. No. See, this is wrong thinking. Something can be the will of God and you never have it. Because you don't believe it, or you don't receive it, or you won't do what He tells you to do about it. The will of God is not based on what people have or don't have. Our past experience. The Word of God reveals the will of God. And that's right. And the reason I say that is because the Scripture is just full of this revelation of God as a good God. God as the provider. Hallelujah. The limitless, faithful provider God. And so we've been giving one after another 30 reasons from Scripture why we are sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all. And we started in reason number one, the Lord is my shepherd. That was our first reason. And you know, and what church-going Christian doesn't like the 23rd Psalm?
Yes,
right? Well, what does Psalm 23, the first verse say? The Lord is my shepherd. Help me out, class. What? I what? I often run short. Huh? See what I'm saying? Listen to other translations of that. Young's literal translation says, the Lord is my shepherd, I do not lack. Holman says, "The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I lack." The NIV says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." The Reader's Version says, "The Lord's my shepherd, He gives me everything I need." God's Word Translation says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I am never in need." BBE says, "The Lord takes care of me as His sheep, I will not be without any good thing." The Easy to Read says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I will always have everything I need." Does that sound kind of like our statement? Abundant provision is always God's will. Come on, say it out loud. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I do not lack.
He gives me everything.
I need.
I will not be without.
Any good thing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now that's not something I came up with. That's Psalm 23.
Amen.
Verse 1.
Yes.
That was our first reason in our 30. We are sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all because, reason number one, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
I shall not lack. Glory to God.
Glory.
I mean, you could just camp on that all day today.
Yes.
Right? All day, all night, every time something comes up, a bill comes up you weren't expecting. Something bigger than what you could see how to pay. Don't fret, don't worry. Begin to say, "The Lord's my shepherd. He takes care of me." Well, what are we going to do with these bills? I shall not lack. I shall not want. I'll have everything I need. Oh, come on, child of God. Did you hear this? Put this in your mouth. Jesus is the apostle and high priest of our confession, of what we say. He works with what we say. That's how you got born again. You believe in your heart and you say with your mouth, "Jesus is Lord. Jesus is my Lord." So say it out loud. "The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I shall not want.
I shall not lack.
I shall not lack.
We will have
everything we need.
We'll pay every bill.
We'll
take care of every debt.
We'll
complete everything.
Because the Lord
takes care of me." Hallelujah. He's my shepherd. I'm His sheep. He's a good shepherd. He's a good shepherd. He takes good care of His sheep. And so weeks and weeks ago, we shouted about that one and we spent quite a bit of time on that. But we've gone reason after reason now. We're down to reason number 20 in our study of 30. So if you haven't been with us, you are 20 reasons behind. That can be fixed. Go to our website, faithschool.org, faithschool.org. And all these previous messages and lessons are there. You can get the video, you can get the audio, no charge, no cost at all. The Lord has taken care of it through all of our partners. And so it's just waiting there available for you. And it would be it benefits you to feed on the ones that came before this because we're building. We're building. And what happens, the way you get rid of unbelief and doubt and fear is not by wishful thinking, nor is it by begging continually in prayer. That's not how it works. Tell me how faith comes.
It
comes by hearing. And that's why we're giving you 30 reasons. You keep hearing, keep hearing, keep hearing. And what happens as the Word comes into you, if it really is God's anointed Word, and it's coming into you, if you'll believe it, if you'll choose to believe it and receive it, it comes not just in your ear, not just in your head, it gets down in you, down in your spirit. And that's why, you know, how do we start off the class? My spirit is being fed, right? So it comes down into your spirit, and that builds up or edifies or strengthens your inner man. Well, that's where your faith comes from. With the heart, man believes. That's where your faith comes from. It's where your hope, your peace, your joy, all of those things come from. And as the Word comes into you and feeds and builds you up, it fills you up as it builds you up, you can be full of fear. You can be full of unbelief. But hallelujah, you can be full of faith. You can be full of confidence. You can be full of faith. But that doesn't happen by accident. That's why we have faith school, so that you can just come and receive and receive some more and receive some more. And as you get more and more filled with His Word, filled with the Word of truth, the Word of life, the Word of faith, at the same time you're getting filled with His Word and faith, it is displacing, it is pushing fear out of you. It is pushing unbelief and doubt out. Hallelujah! And that's why it's so important to do these kind of things. You need to be a part of a good church where you don't just hear, politics and social reform. You hear the anointed Word of God. And it's good to have supplements like this, like faith school. And you need to feed on the Word for yourself and pray in the Spirit for yourself. Why? So that you are built up. You're built up. And if you're built up, when issues happen in life, which they do with everybody's life, something comes up that's a problem or that's a need, when you're built up, you don't just falter and go, oh God, what are we going to do? That's how you do when you're weak. Mm-hmm. When you're strong, you look at it and go, ha! Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Yes. We have overcome before. We will overcome again, yes, because the Lord is with us. The Lord is for us. Hallelujah. Amen. And if He's for you, who can be against you? But that doesn't come by wishful thinking. It doesn't come by begging and begging and begging in prayer. How does faith come? Come on, amen. So if we want faith for provision, we need to hear what God has said about it. And so we're going one after another through 30 reasons why. Look with me in the scriptures, if you would. We got down to number 20 in our study, and we're calling it the wealth of the sinner. And we see that, look in Proverbs, to start. The 13th chapter, Proverbs 13 and 18. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction. Well, what if you listen to instruction and you're not a hard head? Well, do you get poverty and shame too?
No.
Because it might be God's will?
No.
Do you see how confusing that is?
Yes.
No. He said poverty and shame is to who? The folks that won't listen.
Yes.
Right? The people that refuse instruction. But he that regards reproof shall be honored. And you'll find several verses in this same book of Proverbs connecting honor and riches, honor and wealth. He said in verse 21, evil pursues sinners. Evil pursues God's people?
No.
Now, evil will try to resist you, but evil's not attached to you because of your lifestyle. I seem to remember that we talked about the beginning of Psalm 23, the end of Psalm 23. Surely goodness,
yes,
and mercy,
yes,
will follow me, right?
Yes.
So goodness is after me,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And mercy. Evil pursues sinners, but to the righteous, good shall be repaid. Listen to the Berean translation. Disaster pursues sinners, but prosperity is the reward of the righteous.
Mm-hmm.
Does disaster and sinning goes together?
Yeah.
And prosperity and righteousness goes together.
Yes.
I didn't write this.
No, that's right.
Huh? That's right. This is the Word of God.
Yes.
So don't listen to what confused people say contrary to this. And he goes on to say, a good man, verse 22, leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. It's not that God's plan is that we be impoverished because of sinners coming against us. It's God's will that the wealth accumulated by sinners wind up in our hands. True or not? That's why this is our 20th reason in our studies. We are sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all because of the wealth of the sinner laid up for the just. How can it be God's will for me to be impoverished and me to be broke and me to live my whole life in lack when he already said he wanted the huge wealth accumulated by sinners to wind up in the hands of his people? Yeah. How does that work? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
No, listen to the Amplified. It says, adversity pursues sinners, but the upright will be rewarded with prosperity. The New Living says, good people leave an inheritance to their grandchildren, but the sinner's wealth passes to the godly. The Good News says good people have wealth to leave to their grandchildren, but the wealth of the sinners will go to the righteous. How can it be God's will for me to be broke and yet for me to have enough wealth to leave when I leave this life to affect two generations? My children and my grandchildren. Y'all with me or not?
Yes.
Now see, you got to get your mind renewed if you think, well, I just don't know about all that. I never thought much about that. I don't care much about that. If God says this is the way it's supposed to be, you should care about that. Is that right? And even though you might look the furthest thing from it right now, he can change things quickly and radically. Somebody say, I accept this. This is the way it's supposed to be. I receive it. I say, Lord, here am I.
Use me.
Make this so in my life and with those with me. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Isn't the word of the Lord good? It builds you up to give you an inheritance among those that are sanctified. And our time's up again. Well, say it like we do. I live by faith. I walk by faith. I overcome the world by faith. I am strong in faith, giving glory to God. We'll see you soon back here in Faith School.
I've got the victory living inside.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.